Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about something that we all just need to give up on.
Give it up.
Give it up. You are not the perfect parent.
Oh my gosh.
That can be a smack across the head if you're not careful.
You know, when you stand and look at the Mona Lisa, you say, "Wow, I wish I would have painted that first." You know, instead of, "I wish I would have written this."
Yeah.
Oh man, this is a great article. This really is good.
It's an article written by Carl Pillemer, I think is how you pronounce his name. He's a professor of human development at Cornell University. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a great article in Psychology Today from May 6th. Mm-hmm. And it's all about, you know, giving up on the idea of thinking that you're going to be the perfect parent.
Right. And I love the way he begins. He begins by saying, if you talk to elderly people, if you talk to older Americans who have wisdom, you know, we mentioned in a previous podcast that the best you'll ever be as a parent is at the end of the process.
Right.
Okay. You'll get better and better, and when you're really old, then you'll be a really good parent. That's why grandparents are better with their grandchildren than they were with their children, because we get better at it over time.
And plus, you can send the kids home.
That's true. You don't have to take them.
That's
home.
Right.
Let somebody else bathe them and get them.
That's right. You can just do the fun stuff. Vomit.
Right. So, but he says, if you talk to older Americans, they will all say the same thing. There's no such thing as a perfect parent.
Right.
Okay. Just get close enough. Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't try to be a perfect parent. There's so much wisdom in that. So let's talk about this.
So, you know, we hear that from parents often, or at least it's sort of depicted, this idea of being the perfect parent. You know, I'm going to make all the right decisions, I'm going to do all the right things, and, you know, I'm not going to make any mistakes. And then when we, you know, when our kids get upset with us, we become devastated because, oh, I must have done something wrong.
Right.
No. None of that is going to happen.
No. And you do, first-time parents especially, they say, well, if I get everything right, you know, all my prenatal care and my vitamins and my music and I read to my child and I do this and we have this delivery and that delivery, I can make the perfect child. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced that I can do it. Maybe nobody else could, but I can.
Okay. Some of our behaviorist colleagues believed that back in the day.
That's right.
Give me any child.
That's right. Our friend J.B. Watson.
He thought
B.F. Skinner put his daughter in a glass box
you know,
to control the environment.
Yeah.
And it turned out okay.
But. And it's just not possible. There's too many other factors. There's too many other things. And you just can't anticipate everything. I mean, if you did a Skinnerian type of approach where you said, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to keep my kid in this really enclosed environment and you control everything. There's the possibility, but that's not realistic.
No, you can't.
Because now the kids are going to have other problems.
That's right. There are too many other variables. There's too many things that happen to children, and parents simply can't control it all.
Yeah.
Okay. So the illusion that you have control, that you can engineer a perfect outcome, is simply, and the elderly will tell you that, it's not possible. You can't do it.
Right.
Everybody has tried doing that.
Right.
Every parent was a first-time parent.
Right.
And we all felt that we could raise the perfect child.
Right.
So the whole idea that if only, many of us begin with, I'm going to do things differently.
Right.
You know, if my parents had made me take piano lessons.
If only
right.
they had let you, made you take piano lessons.
That's right. If only my parents would have been not allowed me to quit Little League.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I could have been somebody. Right. So you have these if onlys
right.
that sort of impel parents, motivate parents to be the perfect parent.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get rid of the if onlys.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes on forever, and there's no solution for that one.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just not a... Well, you know, when you think most of us begin raising our children when we're in our 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's when... So But the 20 years in between when you were that age and your right. kids are that age,
right.
that 20 years makes mm-hmm. up for a tremendous difference
That's right.
in the world.
Right.
There's a big difference in the way that things, into what is happening. I mean, just think about how different it was in 1997 compared to the way that it is now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty significant difference.
Years. Right. That's right.
You know,
we didn't have cell phones.
Not the way that we do
not
now.
Not smartphones. Right.
Yeah, we didn't have that. We didn't have, I mean, Facebook, all the social media stuff didn't exist.
No,
and we had texting, but...
Right.
So
that's right.
The world was very, very different then than mm-hmm. it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really have to realize that the idea of being a perfect parent, and we're going to base that upon our own experiences and mm-hmm. our own mm-hmm. Life, it is really somewhat... I don't know if I want to say naive, but it's mm-hmm. it's not as straightforward and easy and mm-hmm. obvious as we think that it might be.
Right, and when parents begin with this if only
mm-hmm,
thing,
mm-hmm.
and I love that the author points this out. For every time you can say if only I had pushed my child harder,
mm-hmm.
okay, I would have had this outcome. But he said, you have to turn that coin over
mm-hmm.
because you might also say, if I hadn't pushed my child so hard.
Right.
Okay. So you can say it either way.
Right.
But there are just as many parents saying, well, I wished I hadn't pushed my kids so hard.
Right.
We would still be friends today.
Right.
Okay. And so there's two sides to that mm-hmm. if only coin.
Right.
Okay. You got to be careful about that.
Yeah. It's such an interesting... I love thinking about this kind of paradox because mm-hmm. there's no way to know.
That's right.
That if this had changed or that had changed... And not that I'm a big country music fan or anything like that, but
you know.
But Garth... No. You know that. Don't you know that?
No.
I thought you knew me. Garth Brooks
yes.
did a song a number of years ago, probably close to 20 years ago, called Unanswered Prayers. Remember
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah, that's right.
And it's, you know, you think about how we like to fantasize
mm-hmm.
how things would have been different
right.
if only
right.
this had happened
if
or
only.
That had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is that you just don't know because it could turn out wonderful
right.
or it could have turned out horrible.
Mm-hmm.
We
right.
just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so living your life with these, whether we want to use the word regrets
right.
or we want to use the word the if onlys,
mm-hmm.
You know, we're living, that's just sort of living in a fantasy.
That's right. Because you can't engineer it to get it just right.
Right.
And it's not possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, you have to flow with it. And so when it comes to the idea of being the perfect parent, that's why it's just not possible
no.
because we can't anticipate every possible outcome. We can't anticipate every possible
mm-hmm.
roadblock or
mm-hmm.
obstacle or hiccup. And so we just have to do the best that we can do.
One time, you know, we psychologists all fancy ourselves being knowledgeable about parenting and how to get it right.
I'm very fancy.
And so, one time my kids asked me what I wanted for Christmas, and my private thought was, I'd like to have your forgiveness for all the mistakes that I made, right? Because I've made a bunch of mistakes, and I hope my children forgive me for all those mistakes, because we all make them.
Right.
Okay. And so what this guy advocates, encourages us to do, is not to try to be a perfect parent. But what he uses the phrase "good enough." Be a good enough parent,
right?
Okay, be good enough
mm-hmm.
so that your children turn out okay. You're going to make a ton of mistakes.
Right.
We all have made a ton of mistakes.
Right.
Your kids will probably forgive you. So
probably.
So don't worry about being perfect. Just be good enough.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be sufficient. Good enough, he says, is three things. One is. To be is openness.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be open with your kids. You got to
yeah.
be honest. You got to be open. You have to have frank discussions with
right.
them because other people are having frank discussions with
Absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
So it better you than a stranger.
That's right.
Second, you have to have the ability to listen.
Yes.
Okay. You You have to listen to your children. You have to hear with your heart. You have to hear with your ears.
We talk about that in our book. So.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
And number three.
And the third is good intentions. You know, have always three.
It's three things.
It's funny. I had a wife once, not the one I have now, but different wife, who said, oh, yeah, everything's always in twos for you. And then I met you and everything's in threes. And now I understand what she was frustrated about. Everything's in threes for you.
I didn't write this.
I know, but I'm glad I had three.
Mm-hmm.
Because that
is nice and balanced.
Consonant with threes. Mine was always two. So there's two things about that, and she would get very frustrated.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, there are three things. And the last good is have good intentions, okay? You can't force your children to become anything. You can't
right.
punish them and bribe them into becoming what you want them to be.
Right.
You have to be there to hold their hand, to guide them, help them out.
Right.
You know, just be good enough.
Yeah.
You don't have to be perfect. There is no perfect.
That's right.
When you come back when they're 25 and let me know how it went. You know, don't tell me how wonderful they are at 5.
Right.
No. Come back when they're 25 and give me the whole story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
absolutely.
It's a tough process. Being a parent is hard.
It is.
And so we're the first to acknowledge that.
Yeah. So you can read the article. We have the link in the show notes.
I would read this one.
So
I strongly urge parents to read this one, especially young parents who are trying so hard to get it right.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's going to work out.
Yeah. So you can check that out there. Just a quick announcement. We've been trying to announce it every week or every day. If you are a UK listener, if you follow us and you live in the UK, there's a contest going on right now through our partnership with Lumi, Lumie. You can click in the show notes and there's a link to our PsychReg website page with the information, the terms and conditions and everything, but you can enter, follow some of those rules, and you can enter to win a Lumi body clock,
right.
And which is very cool. It wakes you up with light, which is exactly what our body was intended to do. Our body is made to wake up with light, so it's a great way to wake up in the morning in an easy way that's not awful
right.
noise.
The jarring buzz of an alarm clock.
Wakes you up.
This is a much better way to wake up.
Exactly. Yeah. So check that out. You know, enter the contest. I think you'll really like, I want one of those clocks, but you'll really
right.
like.
But we can't get them here, right?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm going to check it out and see because I'd love to get one.
They're
so cool.
I didn't look on Amazon. That was a good idea. You mentioned that yesterday.
Right.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
so.
He may have them.
Yeah. So, all right.
And you could have.
Did you say he may have them?
Yeah, Jeff.
Like
Jeff.
Jeff Amazon.
Right.
He might have them.
He's surpassed Buffett in wealth.
Yeah.
He's number two.
Good gracious.
Oh, man.
I just want to be like. I don't even want to be on that list. You know how much pressure that would be. Anyways, we're not talking about that. We're talking
about.
So if you're a UK listener, check that out and see what you think. All right, so until next time, have a happy, happy day. Stay happy, healthy, and forget to be afraid.